Blog Talk Radio.
Just in case the wind
Amen. Bless your name. Glory to God. Amen. Welcome to Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries, located in the city of Sardis, Georgia, a branch from the Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries under the directions of none other than pastor and founder, Bishop Willie Jones, Jr. Glory to God. We bring you greetings in that powerful name of Jesus, and we welcome you to this broadcast where it's evangelism, teaching, prayer, and worship. Right before the word of God, amen, glory to God. Amen, we're going to bow our head in a word of prayer, and then we're going to listen to two more songs, and then we will be ready for the rich, powerful word of God. Now let's bow our head in a word of prayer. Oh, precious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you tonight, God, as an empty pitcher before a full fountain. God, we come to you tonight with thanksgiving in our heart and surely with a praise on our tongue. And God, we come to magnify you. God, we didn't come to make it long and drawn out because you know the heart and the mind of everybody. And nobody can't fool you. But God, we just want to give your name the glory and the honor because it's not about us. But it's about giving your word to your people. Your biggest concern is about your people. And God, I thank you for choosing me as a vessel that I may teach and preach your prophetical word. And God, we bless you now. In the powerful name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God at this time. Amen. We're going to listen to a worship song saying, don't look down on a man nor woman unless you're picking them up. That's the only time you should be looking down on another individual. I love this worship here, glory to God, because it really ministers. You know, there are some songs, amen, that sang, amen, but there are very few that minister to your spirit. Amen. I'll be right back after this. Amen. Song. Don't look down on a man or woman unless you're picking them up. Bless you now.
And the people be called. someday your life may be filled with happiness, and the next day with so much sorrow. You should go to the mirror and say,
amen. Glory to God. Amen. That song really ministered. Amen. Like never before, we are not to look down on anyone, regardless of race, creed, or color. Glory to God. Amen. We must treat everyone, amen, fairly and accordingly. Glory to God. I thank you, praise God, amen, for the Jackson Southern News. Amen. Glory to God. Ministering that song. That's an old lyric, but I tell you what, it still ministers. Amen. And I love to hear it. Now tonight, amen, we're going to go to the rich word of God. And then after we get through with the word, then we will go back into more worship songs. Amen. Glory to God. Tonight, amen, our word is coming from the book of Ezekiel 38 chapter, starting at the first through the 16th verse. Amen. And our topic tonight will be Gog and Magog war. Glory to God. Gog and Magog war. Now, glory to God. Amen. These are some, amen, foreign names. Glory to God. And it was written in Hebrew. Glory to God. But the word Gog means it's a person. Amen. And Magog is a geography land. Amen. So let's get that right. Gog is a person, which is a leader, and Magog is a body of land. Amen. That Gog rule over. So, amen. Ezekiel, we all know that he was one of the major prophets. Amen. And he was used mightily by God. Amen. And what Ezekiel was seeing here in the 38th chapter, it is concerning the future. Now, it may not come to pass in you and I day and time, but we need to be teaching and skilling our children, because surely it's going to come to pass. It might not come, like I say, in our day and time, but it's going to come, amen, maybe in our children's time or their children. So what the word tells us, to teach it to our children, bind it around their neck. That's what Deuteronomy 10, the sixth chapter say. Just don't let your children sit up and watch foolishness all day long, play all day long. I don't mean, glory to God, just pack them with word for 2 and 3 hours, but at least take 30 minutes out of your time to teach your children the future and what is they up against and what to look for. Now, I raised 5 beautiful children, glory to God, and I raised 1 godson. Amen. And they had quality time to play. Amen. And they was like normal children. But what I would do, I would line them up every other day and give them 30 minutes of word. Now, one thing about it, my children, they know the way, they know word, because me and their father instilled the word within them. Glory to God. See, all we're responsible to do is to train our children. And the word of God did not say it was going to be perfect. He said train them in the way that they should go. And when they get old, he didn't say they wouldn't make mistakes, but he said they would not depart. But nowadays, glory to God, we let our children just run wild. We don't teach them anything. They don't know nothing about the word. All they know is, I need to get this pair of shoes. I need to get this garment. I need to do this. I need all of that good. But like never before, we need to instill some word within our children. We just cannot let them be like Burger King, have it their way, because they are facing something. Amen. Glory to God. Now, we don't know when this is going to take place, but according to the word of God, it's going to take place. And it tells about a future invasion of Israel, coalition of nations that are surrounding the wall. Meaning everybody going to get in this wall, every nation, even the United States. They can talk all they want until they blew in the face about peace. But we know what the word of God says. When they said peace, it's going to be sudden destruction. Don't listen to that. Amen. Because the word of God said that peace is going to be taken. Amen. And it's going to be a major wall. And Gog is a leader. And that ain't nothing but the spirit of the Antichrist. Now, you don't hear too many churches, amen, glory to God, talking about the Antichrist and preparing their people, amen, to be prepared for this false person. Amen. The church have become a business. It's about making money. Listen here, I know it takes money to run the house of the Lord. God knows I do, and I do right by my local ministry. But do not let it all be about money, people. We got to get these people prepared for the things to come. There are millions of people walking around on the land today that don't even know worry, that have not been taught. Listen, I'm a hooper. Don't get me wrong. When I'm preaching, amen, I hoop. Amen. I really preach and go forth like the Lord wants me to do. I'm not coming against that. But it come a time where you got to sit them down and teach them the raw word. No hooping. Say it plain and in English. There is a war coming. Are you prepared? Amen. The word of God said pray for Israel. And see, we got these televisions. Back when I was coming up in the 60s, the television was just coming out, so to speak. Amen. But it wasn't for as advanced as it is now. We couldn't see all over the world like we do now. But the Lord's word have come to pass when he said greater work. We are in greater work days. Let me tell you something. When Jesus had to walk so many miles to carry the word, all we got to do is push a button and it'll be where we want it to be in a second. That's greater work. Way Jesus had to ride around on old, old slow donkey, we don't have to do nothing but sit in our home and push a button. Amen. And in seconds, it'll go where we need it to go. We are in the greater work days. It used to be a time we couldn't see what was going all over the nation. But now we're in the greater work days, amen, where we can see all, everything by satellite. Amen. And even it be on the emails, tell you what's going on around the nation. Just don't watch the soap operas. Just don't watch all of these other shows. Take our time to know what's going on. You know what? One thing I did love when I was in school, I loved it, current affairs. I loved it to get involved in that because I wanted to know what is happening, what is going on. So I got involved in current affairs. And right now, glory to God, I'm a grown woman, and I still do current affairs. I watch the news. I want to know what's going on because, see, you need to map it out with the Bible. Gog and Magog, that's a land, amen, that this leader, amen, is going to begin to lead to a great, great, great war. And there will be great conflict in the Middle East. And you said, well, Dr. Jones, what that got to do with us? That got everything to do with us. Because whatever goes on in the Middle East, it's going to affect the United States because 9 times out of 10, they're going to go jump in it. Amen, glory to God. So we need to be really digging in the Bible in Ezekiel, the 38th chapter, and also it balls over to the 39th chapter. We need to be viewing future events. It's time out for talking about what Daniel done, Paul and Silas, them people done made it. We got to make it. Glory to God. Their stories is all right. Don't get me wrong. Every now and then we do need to encourage people and about what they done done, but it's time to get deeper than Paul and Silas, the three Hebrew boys, Daniel in the lion's den, and what Moses done in Egypt. It's time to get in that Bible and begin to dig, amen, for that prophecy concerning the future. The Middle East will be very conflicted. Right now, we're just hearing rumors of wars and glory to God, amen, a little fighting going on. But according to Ezekiel, the 38th chapter, it's going to be a major war. And this war is called Gog and Magog. The reason why it's called that is because this is a powerful leader coming from Satan. And the land and the territory that he's going to be over, it's going to be powerful too. Now, a lot of theologians, listen, I know I wear the title of doctor, but that ain't nothing but a skilled teacher. That don't mean nothing. Amen. Glory to God. But theologians, see, when it comes to the word of God, it's not about theology because theology cannot break not nail yoke. But the anointing is what destroys every yoke. So we're not talking about theology, but according to theologians, amen, they want to put Gog as Russia because, glory to God, Russia, amen, mascot is called Rosh. So they want to, glory to God, say it is Russia. But it could be Russia, China, or whoever the case may be, it's going to be a major war. You ain't even really got to dissect it and tell me who it is. All I need to know is there's going to be a major war according to Ezekiel, the 38th chapter. And this is what we need to tell our children. Don't go theologian on them. Just tell them, plain and in English, it's going to be a war. Get your grandchildren ready and their grandchildren. Glory to God. Amen. And this prophecy is about 2,600 years old, people. But how many know the word of God? I don't care how old we think it may be. And matter of fact, we can't even track it to how old it is. Glory to God. But according to research, the prophecy that Ezekiel is prophesying about is like 2,600 years old. But guess what? it going to be fulfilled? Like I said at the beginning of the study, we don't know whether it's going to begin, the war will begin in our season while we live or in our children's days. Like never before, you just can't sit, amen, and just idle. A lot of times when family come over and friends, amen, instead of, you know, just we need to sit and we need to discuss the future prophecy, because truly, like never before, and it's really not hard to imagine because we are seeing it happening while we're watching the news. Those nations are trying to get together and say they're going to have peace, but in reality, the word of God will not lie. There will be a powerful leader that rise up. In Hebrew, his name is Gog. In English, he is the Antichrist. In our English, Gog in Hebrew, Antichrist in our turn in English. And may God, meaning he's going to rule a certain territory. And this thing going to become so powerful because it's going to suck in nations to get involved, and they're going to attack Israel. And we already know that Israel is God's chosen people. And when they attack Israel, that is when you're going to see God show up. Amen. Because he said, he that touches Israel, and Israel is the apple of his eye, oh, he's going to destroy them. Glory to God. Amen. Now, let me tell you something. We already know who's going to win the war. So we ain't even got to even dissect that. We know God's going to win it. But it's going to form. We need to know, amen, that this earth is going to get worse and worse and worse. It is no time to play. And basically, what Ezekiel 38 chapter, the 39th chapter, is teaching us in the future, this powerful leader by the name of Gog will lead a coalition against the nation of Israel. But before he can win the battle, God's going to destroy him and his army and their weapons. And according to the word of God, the wild animals will eat their carcass. Oh, let me tell you something. Our God ain't no joke. It's going to be a holiness takeover. Glory to God. But some things got to go through the process. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We look forward. Amen. To God's word coming to pass. Because let me tell you something. He said, before my words shall fail, he said, heaven and earth will pass away. And heaven and earth ain't pass away. So his word is what? Still standing. Amen. Glory to God. See, we cannot listen to what the scholars say. We got to listen to what the word of God says. We know that Gog is a powerful leader, and we know that Magog is a territory that he's going to rule over. But we don't know which one of those nations is going to rise to power. So we don't need to speculate. Because according to the word of God, the word said don't add or don't take away from his word. Because the moment that you add or take away from his word, he will add the plagues of the book unto your life. So I don't want to speak no kind of false things out here on the radio or air. I want to speak the truth on what I've researched and what I've read. And what I don't know, I ain't too proud to go back and research again. See, that's what's wrong with the world today. Amen, glory to God. They're too proud to take teaching. But you're looking at a woman, glory to God, yes, I've been to many colleges. And all that's good, but that don't wear weight when you don't know how to feed God's people. That don't mean nothing. I'm, amen, a skilled teacher, but I sit up on the teaching. I listen to other teachers. Amen, because I feel like it's extraordinary that my brain is still able to learn. Even in my middle age, I'm still willing to learn. See, God can use you if you humble yourself to be taught. But if you got a mind, ain't nobody can teach me, I know it all. See, let me tell you something. Don't let nobody fool you. Doctor do not mean you done mastered the whole Bible. I don't care who you is. You can be the Pope. You can be the prophet or whoever you is, doctor, bishop. You will never master that Bible because there is something, amen, else you will learn new when you go back over the same scripture. So I've never mastered anything. So there's still room for learning. And I thank and praise God that I do have a teachable spirit. I just don't teach others. I be taught. Glory to God. Amen. So I've taught you about this great wall. See, I want to say it in plain in English. You know, sometimes, amen, when we teach it and we preach it, we go up over the people's head where they don't understand. And then when they come out of our class, they say, well, we went to school, but we ain't quite got it yet. See, I don't need for my class to be like that. I need for them to be able to learn the rich, powerful word of God. Gog and Magog is a wall that's coming in the near future, and they shall invade Israel and lead a coalition against, amen, glory to God, and the surrounding county. But our God that we love so very dearly will show up, amen, glory to God, and he will fight the battle, amen, for you and I. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. God got it all in control. Amen. But teach your children. Prepare them. There's a great war coming, and we need to be ready. Amen. We need to prepare our children because it shall surely come to pass. Amen. I have brought you the word coming from Ezekiel, the 38th chapter. Amen. Glory to God. And I even balled over to the 39th chapter. But how be yet, it is a rich, powerful word from God. Now at this time, amen, glory to God. Amen, we're going to listen to His Eyes Is on the Sparrow. Amen, and I'll be right back. God bless you now.
I know he watches. I know.
I was so cold there in the shadow. I never felt your light on my face until I confessed and repented. Realize I'm living by your grace. You are the one with all the glory. Yes, you are. And now I'm
The battle is never ours, but it is always the Lord. Amen. Again, we bring you greetings in that powerful name of Jesus from Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries in the city of Sardis, Georgia, a branch from the Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries under the direction of none other than the Honorable Bishop Willie Jones, Jr. We'd like to tell you about a great revival that is going to take place on next week. Amen. November the 10th, starting Tuesday night through the 13th in the city of Sardis, Georgia, at Gospel Explosion Outreach Ministries. We are having a Prepare for the Harvest revival. And whenever God calls prepare for a harvest, that means, glory to God, it's time to reap what you have sown. Amen. Glory to God. And it will climax on Sunday, if the Lord's will, at the hour of 4:30 p.m. The igniters are Tuesday through Friday is the Honorable Bishop Willie Jones, Jr. and Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones. And on that Sunday at the hour of 4:30 will be none other than co-pastor Kimberly Salem of Refiner Fire Ministries in the city of Meta, Georgia, under the direction of none other than Pastor DeWanna Hughes. So if you're not doing anything, if you're listening to this broadcast, maybe by phone or computer, join that revival. Amen. If you don't have a ride, amen, just inbox me and say, I need a ride because I want to be in that revival. Glory to God, and we will make sure that you, amen, get to the revival because like never before, God has ordained and called this revival, and we don't need to miss a word or what God has. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor that revival is coming. Amen. Glory to God. And we look for you, you and you, to come to this great, great, awesome revival. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now at this time, amen, we're going to play another worship. Say, God is working in your favor. I'll be right back. God bless you now.
But not defeated, cast down, but not destroyed. don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me, around for me,
it's turning around. I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt. I know He's working.
I know He's working it out.
And it's turning around. The good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Yeah. think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I walk on blood. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Lord has been so good to me. Have you been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me, you know what He did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. In today, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, 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 me. Never stop you from crying. Shine my midnight in today.
Amen. Glory to God. We bless your holy name. We thank you for being able to bring forth another rich, powerful word from the Lord. Amen. Now we're going to close. But stay tuned. There's a lot more to Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries. Have a blessed night, and may God be with you. God bless you now.